When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. So there have been some phone calls of people who think that there's somebody better looking than the great George Clooney in Tuxedo High. Who is this?
This is John.
What do you got, John?
It's not a homosexual statement that you made. It's a recognition of how sexy he is. And when he puts on a tuxedo, he puts the fifth O in smooth.
Thank you, sir. That may be gayer than what I said. Yeah. Thank you. Sean, what do you got?
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Sorry. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, hey, what about Sean Connery?
I haven't seen Sean Connery in so long. You mean a young Sean Connery and an old Sean Connery? Because both are pretty sexy.
Yeah, either that or Roger Moore. They seem to do pretty well with the ladies in their tuxedos. So.
Yeah, but that's their movies.
Any of the James Bond, yeah. On social media, I had Pierce Brosnan.
Ooh, Pierce Brosnan does look good. Pierce Brosnan, even now in the older Pierce Brosnan days.
Jessica actually said he's a walking tuxedo.
She's kind of right. He looked, but also you don't want to, the difference between that and George Clooney is Pierce Brosnan looks like a tuxedo model.
Right.
Whereas George Clooney just looks like they made us. They were like, he's too handsome for a regular suit.
And Clooney, like you said, with the button undone and the tie undone and stuff, looks like a guy you want to hang out with.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy knows how to drink and hang out and tell stories.
Like, every day of his life is like an episode of The Hangover.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, always something going
he's
on.
He's sitting in that chair drinking that glass of tequila. It's not because he wants to get drunk. It's because he's had a day.
Yeah.
He's had a day. Crazy Ben, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Now, we talked to Ben a while ago, and Ben had a guy who was renting space on his dock or something like that, who was Chinese, who claims to have come over here. He claims that his wife was a doctor in China, right? And that she was telling, I forgot the whole story, that they invented the coronavirus or something.
Correct.
Fill me in. What am I missing? I'm missing something.
First, I've got a few minutes here. Do anybody know how many people died in China?
7. No, I don't know how. I mean, we don't know for sure.
I think someone told me 6,000 or something like that.
Okay.
Well, it turns out it's 12 million.
That's
how many people died.
In China? 12 million of the coronavirus?
Absolutely correct.
Oh, my God.
What the Chinese did, they took the death records and just burned them for a lot of people that died. So they got such a low number, but actually a whole lot more died than what they reported.
So it says here that 3.5 million people have died worldwide and 84,000 people in China. But you say 12 million. That's quite the jump, quite the disparity in numbers.
12, because the Chinese government is hiding how many people died in their country.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want nobody to know how bad it really is.
And this all came from the guy renting space at your dock?
Yeah.
All right.
This is all correct.
Now, how do you know? How do you know?
I got information.
But now you're giving me information, but I can't verify that it's information.
I gave you some information before, and now they're saying it on TV. It was created in a lab. Of course it was. I didn't lie to you.
They're actually ruling it out that it was created in a lab.
You don't know. You don't have the information he has.
Yes. We know.
They're covering it up.
Oh, we know. Okay. I didn't know that there was other people there with
him. Now, you say that the Chinese guy will come on the air with us?
Yes, but there's got to be three things.
All right, Galvin, write these down.
We need, what do you call it, unifiable voice control, where can nobody recognize whose voice it is.
All right, hold on. Let me write this down.
Unifiable. So
we
can I'm
make sure you let the
up.
Engineers know. We can't just make it. It's got to be unifiable, okay?
Unifiable.
Yep,
okay.
A list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Unifiable is to be able to unite or unify.
Yeah, so we need that.
So we need to unite, unify the voice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next thing is what?
We're going to use, he just told me no. Okay, so that we're going to leave it at two.
So he's with you now?
Yes.
Let me just hear him say hello.
No, not right now.
Just let him say hello. That's it.
He's unifiable.
I'll run him through the unifiable voice thing.
Just we'll leave it like that. He don't want to say anything right now.
Maybe you're ruining your credibility now. I don't believe that there's somebody there. It's like, you ever see those movies where they kidnap a kid and they go, we want all $1 million by 5 o'clock. And they're like, let me hear the kid's voice just so I know he's alive. Let me hear the Chinese man just so I know he's there.
He said no.
Tell him, don't even have to say a word. Tell him, just go, just grunt something in Chinese.
Leave it be.
Ben, all right, what's number two?
Number two is a list of questions.
Yeah.
Question number one, say hi.
Right. No. So his voice is not coming out like this. Mm-hmm. So he wants to just wait. Okay. All right. So, yeah, what we're going to do, I'm gonna give you my email address.
Uh-huh.
Not over the line, and you can communicate that way with the questions.
Right. I'd have to send you the list of questions first.
Yes.
So you're the middleman in this whole deal.
Hey, that's right.
Doesn't that make you scared, though, that if the government comes down, they're going to kill everybody? They're going to kill old Quan over there, and they're going to get you?
Our government doesn't care. I've tried already several different organizations. None of them have responded back to me.
Except this guy right here. Except this guy, Mike Calta.
But the thing of it is that there's some information right now that we cannot put over the airwaves.
Like what? Give me a little bit. Give me just a little. Wet my beak.
No. No, he's going to answer some questions for you, but what we cannot put out on the air is for people like the CIA or the upper statesmen.
Right.
We're not going to put this out over the air.
Hmm. I just checked with the engineers. We are currently unifiable.
Unifiable.
Also unifiable.
We're go. We're code red. Go.
Then the questions. Who did I speak to online a few minutes ago?
I can't say the name. I can't say the name over there.
We're not unifiable with that. Yeah.
And so we'll go from there.
So you're telling me that you're in the room with this guy right now?
He's sitting right here.
I could ask you I could say one word. You ask him, he can give you the answer. You're not telling me. Give me his answer, and I could tell if you're telling the truth or not.
He knows what you guys are trying to do.
No. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear him.
He's not saying anything.
Ben.
He's not saying anything right
ben,
now.
Ben, let him whisper in your ear. Listen to me. Yeah, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him.
I can't make him.
Tell him to write it down. Tell him to write it down. I'm going to ask you right now. Tell me right now. Describe to me where Okinawa is located.
I ain't going to ask him that. He knows where it is.
No, I know, but there's a certain way that somebody from China would answer that question. And if you don't know.
Write it down. He's waving his hand no. He can hear you.
No, he can't.
Yeah, he can hear you.
No, he can't.
Sure he can.
Okay, then listen to this.
Like, Mike, I dig the hell out of you, but you got to give it up, man. He ain't saying nothing right now.
Ben, you got to give it up. There's no Chinese man sitting next to you in your room, and you think I'm that much of a moron that I would believe that?
He's sitting right here.
No, he's not. You're crazy.
No, you're trying to play reverse psychology with me.
I'm not, even though you know.
I can't make him speak. You're wasting
I don't want to hear him anymore, Ben, because he doesn't exist. You can't make a guy who doesn't exist talk. I know that you're crazy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not crazy.
All right, question.
I don't feel good. Huh?
Question. Ben, how much do you know about China?
from what I've been told so far back and forth, some things that I wish I didn't know.
Gets deeper.
Right.
Ben, what is the capital of China? Ask your friend right there to write it down for you.
Okay. There's a call coming in here.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
They've triangulated. They found you?
No. You can probably hear the script is cracking. But listen.
Wait, ask it real quick. Tell them to tell you what the capital of China is.
He's not saying anything.
Write it down. Write it down for you. Tell him, write it down for you.
Give it up, Mike.
No, you give it up, you crazy man.
I can't make him. He's sitting here shaking his head. Nope.
He doesn't know? He's from China and he doesn't know?
No, I said no. He's not saying. He's not participating. He's shaking his head. No.
Ben, you're crazy. And I hope that this is all for fun for you and that you don't really think that there's a Chinese man with the secrets of the coronavirus sitting in your house.
When I told you guys the last time I talked to you, everybody should have been wearing a mask because they said, well, you have to be coughed on or breathed on in order to get it. No, this is in the air, and it's going to keep killing, and it's going to keep killing.
You know what else is in the air? The crazy invisible Chinese man that you're trying to convince me is sitting next to you.
What the president just said.
Ask him what is in Mugu Gaipan.
He's shaking his head no.
He doesn't know. You don't know. Neither one of you know. Mugu Gaipan. Mugu Gaipan is what they use to poison the first group of people in China. And you would know that. What's that?
I said there's a dish named that, too.
Yeah, there is. He got me on that. All right, I got to go, Crazy Ben. See you later.
Nope.
He's getting worse.
Whew. Unifiable.
Galvin, do you remember this? I don't even know. Yeah, you had to be there. What's the name of the place that we used to play at for St. Patrick's Day in Clearwater?
O'Keefe's. Yeah.
Do you remember the guy that came up to us at O'Keefe's? This guy came up to us, totally normal-looking white dude, came up to me, Galvin, he's like, hey. He's like, I don't know if you remember this. I swear to God, this is exactly what I'm done. He's like, he was all, like, kind of, like, antsy. But he looked totally normal. He was clean. He came up, he's like, hey, guys. And we're like, hey. He goes, I'm a big fan of the show. I wanted to say I like the show, and I can't call a lot because they tap my phones and they're listening to my conversations. And I was like, who? And he's like, the government. It's a long story. And all of a sudden, a cop car pulls up just out of whim, just parking in the parking lot. And he goes, I got to go. And he ran away from me.
I do remember that.
And he just ran away and kept going.
No.
He was just nuts.
Oh, he was just nuts.
People have that paranoid thing where they think that people are listening to them and watching them and through their appliances and stuff. I think Ben's just a drunk.
Something.
Well, I mean, sometimes people want to just feel like they're pulling pranks on us. That guy's just a drunk.
By the way, his big proof was he told us we should wear masks.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that was like 3 months after.
What? We were already told.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's Ben.
The guy wouldn't even write down the capital of China.
Ben's going to die in a one-person car accident.
Yeah, and we're all going to believe.
Yeah.
Good morning, Greg.
Morning, guys. How about Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin for better looking?
Yeah, I said the great Frank Sinatra looked wonderful in a tuxedo, but it was almost like a uniform for him. The way he wore it was like that's what you expected to see Frank in. Same thing with Dean. Dean's almost like Pierce Brosnan, where he's like a tuxedo model.
Right.
Yeah, it's different. It's totally different. Clooney was meant to wear the tuxedo. Now, Debbie and Drew both have the same. I'm going to put you both on together. I hung up on Debbie. I'm sorry. Drew, go ahead.
Hey, love the show, guys. Love Carmen, Spanish. Love you, Mike. You guys are great.
Love you. Not me.
Not you. He didn't even mention you at work.
No love for Gavin.
Oh, sorry.
Tom Selleck,
which ironically is one of Galvin's favorite people. Super handsome.
Yeah.
But I don't recall seeing him in the tuxedo as much as I do George Clooney.
He looks weird in a tuxedo. You're wrong. You stink, Drew.
Look at on the Tonight Show. There's Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra in the tuxedo, and they almost are wearing it like it's a uniform.
Yeah,
it's like what you're used to seeing them perform in. It's different, totally different. Oh, man. Daniel, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, I was calling to let you guys know about Taste of the Fair over in Riverview. We set up a drive-through service offering fair food set up on 301 and Sims Road. And
yeah.
We wanted to bring you guys some food if we're able.
I do know about it, and I was talking to Ann Kelly about it, and she said that she went out there and did an interview with you guys and that we should check it out. And we love, who doesn't love some elephant ears and some cotton candy and all this? What do you guys have? What are you serving?
We're doing the donut burgers, fried Oreos, funnel cake, turkey legs. They make really good hand-tossed pizza, fresh hand-tossed pizza, and other stuff, all sorts of fried vegetables. And they have a full menu. We're on Facebook. If you put in Taste of the Fair, it'll bring up the address and how to contact us and a full menu.
Now, you can drive through now in a safe way. You go. How do you do it? What do you have? What do you guys have set up?
It's all drive-through. Nobody gets out of their cars. We have, it's like Sonic. We have like 8 servers that'll come out. They give you a menu. Every person that pulls up is given a menu. They give their order. The server takes it back to whichever stand the person's ordering it from, and we bring it right out to your car. It's full drive-through service. Nobody gets out of their car.
Now, my question to you, and I think I know the answer, is we will be open after the virus is taken care of, right? Like, this isn't temporary. This is, you just got sidelined by the coronavirus.
Well, I think it's not really going to be an option moving forward. You know, the carnival business has taken a huge hit. Everybody's grounded right now. We drove all the way up to New York to start our season. Our season starts at the beginning of this month.
Right.
And we had to turn around and come right back because everything was shut down. So moving forward, I don't know what kind of volume the carnival business is going to see. So this might be the next evolution in the carnival business, or at least a way for people to still get a little taste of the fair without being able to go enjoy the fair.
I'm not knocking the fair, okay? I'm just not a fair guy anymore. I've been to enough fairs in my life. I don't want to go on rides. I don't want to win a stuffed animal that cost me $80 to get. I just don't want the fair anymore. But I do love the fair food, so I think this is a brilliant idea.
I couldn't agree more. I've grown up in the fair business. My cousin Matt Lofter, this was his idea, and other people in the fair industry are starting to catch on. And he's fourth generation in the carnival business, and he's really excited about this new opportunity to not have to travel. We drive thousands of miles a year. We go all the way up. We do Yonkers and the Meadowlands and even further north than that and travel until late October, early November. So cutting that part out of this business would be huge. And it's the exact same thing with you. So many people just want to go to the fair for the food without the parking, without the all the cost of admission and the rides and the gimmicks and the games. But you can come here. You don't have to get out of your car. Our prices are fair. You can drive right through and get a little taste of the fair.
One thing I would like to suggest, though, and I know that Gibsonton has them, but if you can get a couple of midgets to run the food out to the car, that might help. That
some
might
freaks.
Help it out. So a couple of carnival folk.
I got a guy who knows a guy that can get some midgets, if that's your preference.
I mean, a one-armed lady, a bearded old guy. I don't know.
By the way, Daniel, you kind of said something there that I think should definitely be like a catchphrase or a slogan. Our prices are fair, and so is our food.
Ooh, fair. Nailed it.
Food.
Another
fair.
Thing that we're really wanting fair, to try to fair, do fair. Is document all this. We're hoping to get a lot of footage of what's going on here. I mean, with the success of Tiger King, the Tiger King is just carnies with tigers.
Yep.
You know, Gibsonton is the carnival mecca. We, for a long time, have wanted to try to document the fair industry and get people a little inside look into how it all works. And that's been difficult because you're always dealing with other companies, the actual fair owners, and people who don't want people to see the inner workings of the carnival industry. So we're trying to document this because it's all in-house. We own everything, so we can document and put out anything, and hopefully this might turn into something else. But, we'll hold on to that catchphrase. It's a great idea.
It's open now. It's out there in Riverview, and you're looking to take your kids somewhere. 11347 US 301 in Riverview. You can run out there, drive through, so it's safe. You don't have to get out of the car. They'll bring the food to you. And I actually think the carny people are probably immune to the coronavirus because of all the other things you've been exposed to.
Definitely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, good luck.
I think to come out and we'll send them out an Italian sausage from the dog-faced boy.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you guys so much. See you, buddy. Y'all take care.
I think it's a great idea. Who doesn't love a little fried Oreo?
Right.
Some elephant ears. I think that's awesome. And now you don't have to go out. You don't have to get out of your car.
Even better.
And look, like, this is a perfect for the kids if you want to take them somewhere and not take them out of the car. Because it looks like a carnival, the way they have that set up. Well, then again, it's kind of teasing. You're like, hey, we're at the carnival.
Right. No, no, you're on the right. No, eat the food.
Yeah. Let them know that. And I believe they also do delivery, probably, if you're in that area. There's probably an Uber Eats little area. My new thing is I want to make everything.
Yeah.
I need to get one of those big fryers.
I'm so sick of doing dishes.
I use paper plates every day.
Yeah?
You don't do that? Like, I took a picture of something the other of my pork butt or something, and I put it on, and everybody's like, $14 million a year, and you use paper plates. Yeah.
It's so easy.
It depends on the meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, certain things, whatever. I don't think pork butt, I don't think that should be on paper plate, because you got all the juices and stuff. You know, and that's all just getting sucked into the paper plate.
I mean, I got good paper plates, so. Like, no, like, there's some cheap paper plates, like paper ones, where they soak through.
Soak it up. Okay. Right.
And there's some that has, like, almost like the coating on it, so it's like a plate.
Plastic?
No, it's paper, but they have, like, a.
Plastic coating on it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're saying paper plate, then I'm thinking paper, and like I'm thinking juices school, are
like all white one. All white. Yeah, that's a little
cheap. Or even those Chinette or whatever they're called, you know?
Yeah, no, I usually, I guess, with a paper plate with the plastic coating.
Dixie.
And this way nothing leaks through the bottom.
Okay.
And
different story.
Yeah, yeah. And
you 'cause, like, paper plate, hot dog, sandwich, easy. Any of that stuff, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you're having, like, a meat or something.
If I'm serving steak to people, you know, we're going to
I mean, but even pork, but you don't want that juice to be sucked in down there.
I'm just saying, we're just
our prices
people.
Are fair, so is our food.
You say the prices are fair.
Our prices are fair, and so is the food.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's great.
I'm a slogan machine.
Yeah.
You should do that for a living, guys.
Trademarked.
I say murder, you say
murder.
Hornets. Murder.
Hornets. No escape.
A little off on
murder
that.
Murder rape. One of the carnies joins us live now from the carnival. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. This is Medicine Man.
Oh, I thought it was a carny. Hey, we have not heard from Crazy Patty. I know you say good, but are you worried that she's dead?
I mean, listen, you don't want people to die, but they do.
You would miss her.
I liked Avo.
Yeah, Avo's.
You like him now that he's dead. You hated him when he called.
No, well, when he called and went on too long, whatever. But when he was in here, I used to love some of his stuff that he would do. Because he was pretty good about, all right, Avo, just go sit down.
Yeah.
And he'd go sit down. But then you would tell him something, he'd do a dumb dog look and all that stuff. It was great.
Here we go. Okay.
If you could bring Avo back, but Crazy Patty had to die, would you do it?
In a second.
Aww.
I loved Avo.
Let me take it a step further.
Oh, no.
You have to kill her with your own hands.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
No?
No.
Avo comes back, though.
No.
You'd be so grateful.
Do I have to look in her eyes while I'm doing it?
Hey, thanks, Bruce.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm back.
Do it.
Yeah.
What?
You do that part, I'll make the other part happen.
I know Patty gave you a handy and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. You know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
It's also the 5th of May.
It is our anniversary with Dom, and he'll be on the show.
11 years.
Make sure you bring him a cake.
Yeah.
Well, we would. We had a whole festival planned, but he can't come in the studio.
Too
so
bad.
We'll save it to 15.
Yeah.
Ask Dom will be here to take your legal calls tomorrow. What else? Anything else tomorrow?
That's it for right now.
Tonight, Bobby Kelly and I go live at 7 p.m. Patreon.com/Bobby Kelly. This week, Matt Iceman from American Ninja Warrior is going to join us. What's this? My cousin, Steven, who plays drums and teaches drums in New York. He's like, you know, I've been giving lessons to Matt Iceman from American Ninja Warrior. I was like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
And it's true. And Matt will join us on the podcast later this week.
And Brad Meltzer will also join us.
Brad Meltzer will be here in the studio, or on the phone with us, rather. He was supposed to come and do an autograph thing at Oxford Exchange about his new book, and now, of course, he gets screwed on that. All right, good. Anything else I need to know about? The Hospitality Worker of the Week is up on our Facebook pages.
Day.
What did I say? The day, not the week. Hospitality Work of the Day is up on Facebook and Instagram. Please go and like it. Give them some money. Throw a dollar or two. All I want is for Gio to get Big Ed on the show so we can talk to him about how he puts mayonnaise in his hair.
Ugh.
Blech. All right, anything else?
That's it.
Have a great day. The After Show is up next, followed by not Roger and JP. John Senning is coming in alone.
John Seneca. Monica. I said John Seneca. John Cena.
Yeah.
And then will John stick around for Drew's show as well?
Yeah.
Too much. Too much?
What?
All right, you guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
See, Babu, I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
I have it right here. No. Hold on. Let me do this math again.
It's the Mike Caltus Show on 102.5 The Bone.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go. Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. When you call me a monkey. You're funny.
I love you, Spanish.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Can you hear that whistle?
Next time you lose, you lose.
Idiots.
Fatty McFat Fat.
Mike!
Show daddy your mean face.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
Weirdo.
Genius!
What?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.